this week is going to be in Matthew, the 14th chapter. And I'll start here at the 22nd verse in a minute. How many people here today are afraid?
Afraid?
If you haven't got your hand up, you're lying. Because fear is something we all have. Something we're born with. You understand that? Like we're born with sin, we are born with fear. Remember Adam and Eve? Way back in the garden. They ate of the fruit that they weren't supposed to eat from. They see themselves naked. And they go and they hide from God. How many times have you messed up in your life when you were a kid and hid from your parents? I had great hiding places. I had great hiding places. Unfortunately, my grandmother could find me all the time. My dad, it was hard for him to bend down and get to the places I could get into. You know, when God found Adam and Eve, you remember what Adam said, why they were hiding? Because they were afraid. From the very beginning, there has been fear. When you're a baby, you're perfectly content to be in that mother's womb. You're fine there. You have no problem. But all of a sudden, there's this pushing and flowing of fluids, and all of a sudden, you're in this bright light, and you are scared to death. You come out screaming because you're afraid. Think about all the things that kids are afraid of. They're afraid of the dark. They're afraid of monsters. They're afraid to be alone. You know, it's just something that's in us that we all have. Fear is just part of who we are. It's basic to being human. Now, there are some people I know that take fear to a whole new level. I know people that are afraid of everything. We've gotten to the point now where we label fears as phobias. You know, if you don't like high places, that's a phobia. If you don't like closed places, that's a phobia. If you're afraid of water, that's a phobia. If you're afraid of having dirt on you, all these things that I know people that are afraid of themselves and they're afraid of other people. They're afraid of the future, they're afraid of the past. They're afraid of living. They're afraid of dying. Everything, we all have our own fears. That's part of who we are. We have these fears. Even the great Paul, the Apostle Paul, had a fear. I was reading this scripture where Paul was coming back from Athens and he felt like he had completely mess things up. He said, I do the things I don't want to do, and I don't do the things I want to do. He writes this when he's writing to in his arrival in Corinth. It says, for when we came into Macedonia, we had no rest, because we were troubled on every side. Without, we are fighting. Within, we are afraid. Paul had this fear that most of us have. If you'll be honest, most of we have this fear of failure. Most of us have this fear of not being adequate for the job. And that's what Paul felt. There's one fear that we don't like to talk about, but it's a fear that most of us have felt at one time or another, and that's being afraid of God. We're afraid that we have been so bad and done so much, there's no way God can love us. Satan tells us that lie. He tells us how bad we are, and we get to the point where we have this fear that God is not on our side. That when we get out on that limb, we are going to be left there. That when the storms come, Jesus is not going to be there to save us. We're afraid of that. Listen, I didn't make this up. This is not new. You know, there, all through the Bible, it says, fear not. It's one of the most recurring messages in the Bible. It's one of the most human emotions that we have. Remember when Abraham, he took his family into the promised land and he turned his back on everything that he knew. God says to Abraham, fear not, Abram, I am your shield and your reward will be great. Remember the children of Israel, the Jews, when they were at the Red Sea and the Pharaoh's chariots were coming down on them and they were there and there was no place to go and they began to cry out that they were fixing to be slaughtered. Remember what Moses said to them. Stand still, fear not, and watch the salvation of your Lord. Remember Mary. When the angel came to Mary and told Mary, you're going to have a baby, she was afraid. She shook with fear. And the angel said, fear not, Mary. You have found favor with God. In order to overcome our fears, we've got to confront our fears. You know, I was watching a TV show this week, and it talked about the baby boomers. And I feel right barely in there. It's ages 40 to 65, right? But back in the 60s, people were so afraid of a nuclear war with Russia that in a 3-year period of time, 500,000 bomb shelters were built. In a 3-year period of time, they were convinced that Russia and the United States would go to war and the world would be destroyed. So what happened to their children? Their children were raised in fear. They began the drug and the sex revolution. They had the mentality, well, let's just do what we want to do. We're all going to die here soon anyway. So morals went out the window. They became fatalistic. And that's where we came up with these baby booming kids that just didn't understand that you don't have to live a life of fear. The 60s, we as America didn't face our fears back then. We didn't confront them. We tried to hide them. I'm going to tell you a story. Fixing to read you a story here. This is the story of Peter, one of my favorite guys to read about. You're going to see in this scripture here how Peter conquered his fear. And in the next minute, doubted his faith. I want you to listen as I read in Matthew 14th chapter. And then start in the 22nd verse. Immediately he made the disciples go into the boat and go before him onto the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, He went up to the mountains by himself to pray. When evening had come, he was there alone. But the boat by that time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves of the wind against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." They cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water, and he came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And he began to sink, and he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O ye of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Listen, the disciples had just witnessed the greatest fish fry in the history of the world. God had fed a multitude of people with just a few fish and a few loaves of bread. They had just witnessed that. Not only did he feed them, they had all this food left over. Jesus tells them, "Listen, get on the boat. I need some time alone." And Peter and the other disciples get on the Sea of Galilee and start sailing across when the winds came and the storms hit. 4 o'clock in the morning, they look across the sea, and here comes a figure walking across the water. The disciples said, "Man, that's a ghost." You know how afraid they were. They were already afraid. They were in a boat where the waves were hitting, and they had this fear. But not Peter. Peter steps out of the boat. And let me make this clear. Peter walked on the water. He walked. He emulated his master. He walked on the water. I don't know for how long he walked on the water, but I know as long as he was looking at Jesus and walking to him, he was doing what Jesus was doing that nobody could believe could be done. But then doubt set in, and fear set in. Peter began to sink. That's so much like our lives. Over and over and over again, we start off great, and we allow fear and doubt to come in and take away our victory, take away our joy, take away our blessing. Fear is something we all have. Over 70 times it's mentioned in the Bible, "Fear not." Understand this. Fear does not come from God. It's an emotion that we have, but it's not an emotion that God gives us. In fact, when Paul was writing to Timothy, he says it this way: "God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind." Listen, once we understand that we can overcome the storms, the trials, the tribulations, the problems that we have. And we can confront our fear. And we can overcome it. We are not powerless in the midst of a storm. We have a Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. The problem is, when our problems come, our imagination just magnifies. We can't imagine how we would ever get out of this situation. So we make our problems bigger than they really are. You know, not one of those 500,000 bomb shelters were ever used. We have to be able to harness our imagination, not let our imagination harness us. We can't allow our imagination to go and cause us to be so afraid that the problems are bigger than they really are. We see things that aren't really there. We hear things that aren't really there. And we assume people are doing things that they're not really doing. That's our imagination. Our fear together has established this to where we are so afraid we can't do anything. You know, we're watching, me and Chris are watching this show called America's Got Talent. Watch this show one time and you're going to see a young girl, beautiful young girl, has a beautiful voice. But she was afraid to leave her room. She was so afraid of being seen in public, so afraid of getting out of that one room that she was spending her whole life there. Every time, now she's on the world's biggest stage. But every time before she goes out there, if you watch this, you'll see this young girl breaks down. She still has this fear. Now she's overcoming it, she's conquering it, and eventually she gets out there. But I can't tell you how many times I saw her running off and crying and just not believing that she could be accepted. That's us. We get to that point because our imagination has gotten to the point where we make our fears and our problems bigger than what they really are. Once we confront our fears, you and I, we can step out of the boat. See, the other disciples were looking at the situation. They saw this figure walking down the through the water. And here's Peter saying, I'm getting out. No, Peter, you can't do that. You can't do that, Peter. Get back in here. You can't do it. But Peter did it. Peter walked on the water. Look what Peter said to Jesus here before he stepped out of the boat. He said, Lord, if it is you, you can make me walk on the water with you. So Peter wasn't about walking on the water. He wanted to make sure that was Jesus. Because he knew Jesus could sustain him. If that's Jesus out there, he's going to walk on the water. If that's a ghost, he's just getting wet. But he wanted to make sure that that was Jesus. And so he asked him that question. And when Jesus said, come, he didn't hesitate. He came. Peter knew that the Lord could sustain him, even in the midst of a storm. He knows about your situation. He knows about your problems. He knows about your fears. He knows about your concerns. You need to understand this. Faith is risk-taking business. It's about stepping out of a boat. It's about doing things that you don't feel comfortable doing. It's about going places that you don't feel comfortable going. That's what faith is about. It's about taking risks. It's about doing things. Risk doesn't come in this, I mean, faith doesn't come in this perfect little package that we can just wrap up. And we can come to church on Sunday and we never read the Bible, never pray during the rest of the week, but we're expressing our faith on Sunday. But I find myself a lot of times like Peter. I have faith, but then doubt comes. I have faith, but then I become afraid. I have faith, but I feel like I can't do this. And my fears and my doubt. Listen, as long as Peter had faith and was looking at Christ, he was able to do something that only Christ could do. Walk on that water. It's when he began to sink that Jesus had to save him. Why did he sink? Because he began to doubt and he began to have fear. Here's the good news for you and me. Even though we have faith, sometimes we doubt. And when we doubt, we begin to sink. When the water is about to come up over our head, and when we finally cry out to Jesus, His grace and His mercy is what pulls us. That's what gets us through these tough times that we go through. Listen, I don't know what storms are going to fix to come into your life or why. Or I don't know what storms you may be going through right now. We sat here this morning or this afternoon. We closed our eyes and we thought about the things right now that we needed in our life. If we get to the point when this fear and this doubt comes in, if we'll listen not just with our ears, but with our heart, we can hear Jesus say, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And you know what? When that storm passes, Jesus is still there. Regardless of what happens, God is going to be with us. The psalmist wrote, "When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you." Where else are you going to go? Where else can you go? If the stock market crashes tomorrow, God didn't change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If we were to go in and have a war with Russia, God doesn't change. He's the same God. He's still there. Where else are you going to go? When you get that bad report from the doctor's office, and you're so afraid, and one of the biggest fears we have is death. Because, you know, none of us have ever experienced that. We don't know what it's like. We believe what's going to happen. But when we have this fear of death, those other things come along with it, like anxiety and inadequacy and all the other things that come along with it. Where else are you going to go? Who else can help you? Only God. Because God doesn't change. He's always there. Faith is the only antidote for fear. You're going to be afraid. It's part of who you are. But understand this, that fear should not engulf you. That fear should not take over your life. That should be faith instead of fear that overcomes that. When we challenge that fear, when you step up, the only way you're going to ever overcome those fears is to challenge it. Jesus asked Peter, "What happened to your faith? You were walking on the water, man. What happened? Why'd you lose your faith?" We know why, but the doubt and the fear set in. Our faith can be so fragile. Our faith can be so fragile that when we, it's like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Sometimes, many people don't use much faith in their life. They depend on themselves. And only when things get so bad that they can't handle it themselves, then they realize, God's my only answer. God's my only hope. When you stepped out on that boat and you're doing something that God has called you to do, and you feel that wind on your face and the storm start to build up around you, and the doubt and the fear starts to creep into your life, trust your faith. Believe God. Believe Christ and the promises that He gave us. In life, there are storms. But no matter how big the storm is, God is always bigger. There's no storm bigger than God. There's no problem you have that God can't. There's no trial or tribulation that God can't get you over. He's bigger than all those things. You're at that point when the fear and the doubt set in, you need to remember these things come to all of us, but there has to come a time when we, like everything else, have to turn our fear and our doubt and lay it at the foot of the cross and lean back on the everlasting grace of say, God, I can't do this, but I know You can. And allow Him to get you through whatever struggle, whatever problem that you're going through. Fear is going to come. Don't let fear overcome you. What are your fears today? What is it that you're doubting yourself about? I'm going to ask you today, step out of that door. Trust Jesus. Trust Him when He says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Trust Jesus when He says, you can do all things through me. Not through you, but through me. You can do all things. We're going to have to trust. We're going to have our faith and trust God. I'm here today to tell you that I need this message too. Because fears come in my life. And doubts. And sometimes don't exhibit enough faith. And I know that's the same in many of your cases too. Sometimes your faith just seems to just break down. Know this. Cry out to Jesus. Be like Peter. God, you got to save me. And he'll reach down. And he'll pull you out of whatever mess you're in and deliver you from it. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. You are that kind of God. Father, we have fears and anxieties and doubt in our life. We understand it as part of being human. Father, we have to understand that we have to confront our fears, overcome our fears. Father, we can't let imagination drive our thoughts and actions and blow up things that are bigger than they really are. Father, we need to trust you today. You are asking each one of us to step out of a boat sometimes. To do things when everybody else is saying, man, you can't do that. Don't do that. Stay right here where it's safe in the boat. That's not what you called us to be, safe. You called us to be people of faith, of courage, of strength, people of faith. Father, I just speak to you today. Father, I pray for this, for all the people here today and for myself, Father. We'll trust our faith more. We'll trust in you more. Father, we know that if we get into a place that we feel like we're fixing to be overcome, that we can cry out to you, Father. Where else can we go, Father? Where else can I go but to you, the God who never changes, who never leaves? Father, thank you that you care that much about us, that you're not going to let us sink. You're going to pick us up and restore us. Father, thank you for that promise, that gift to us today, Father. Father, we pledge our faith and devotion to you. Father, we're stepping out of the boat. We're going to be like people. But we're going to keep our eyes on you, Father. We're not going to look at the circumstances around us. We're going to look at you. And we're going to walk all the way there, Father, because we have that faith. And because you're that good. Father, I thank you for the people here today. Thank you for the words that you've given to us today. In the Sunday school, in the preaching, and in the singing, Father. Father, I just claim all those things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.